edition of Tuesday Live here at CrisisOnTheMap.com. I'm your host, TJ Huffman, live from the Engine Studio, just outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Summer is heating up, definitely the temperature outside, and some of the places are standing to play at Ohio Speedway, actually running tonight at Wayne County Speedway while we're on here. But our first guest tonight, one of the first big sports of the season, essentially. Over at Skagit Speedway, the Dirt Cup over the weekend, and for the fourth time, Jonathan Allard can say he's lifted the Dirt Cup up and stood at the top of the podium, leading all 40 laps. Jonathan, we're being in the home. Thank you for taking time to join us.
Yeah, Bob, great to be on.
Well, first of all, we got to congratulate you. Four times Dirt Cup. That is quite an accomplishment. A lot of our guys is blessed. Even we've heard of the Dirt Cup, and we know it's a big deal. What does it mean to you to win that the first time?
Well, it's quite an honor, you know. Being one of the best races on the West Coast, and a lot of the heroes that I looked up to growing up won the race, and included in that group, something that's a pretty special thing.
And of course, this time, leading all 40 laps as well.
Yeah, it was a good night for us. Probably, fortunately for us, the track was pretty quick, so starting on the front row was a huge advantage until we got to lap traffic. Some problems in lap traffic, pretty exciting there for a few minutes. Luck went away, and things went well for us.
You did lead all 40 laps, but by what I read and what I heard, Peter Murray and Shane Stewart definitely kept honest in this one.
Yeah, Shane Stewart was good. I think he became through Michael Ray. He's been on the gas everywhere he goes, and he ended up third, and Peter Murphy was second, which Peter really did a great job. And I knew he'd be somebody to compete against. He's always well up there, and that worked out. Fortunately for us, it was our weekend.
And, I've heard of a lot of different drivers. It's a little different animal than you see on the West Coast, and even out here. What's so different about Skagit Speedway?
You know, I think it's just its own place. It's got a wall around the Speedway all the way around. It's what Paul referred to as the better to get in trouble. It really tears up a lot of equipment, but I think a lot of that's just the way the track works, a lot of passing and at times, and you can't really get away from trouble. It's pretty tough on the equipment.
And of course, last year's Dirt Cup, Mother Nature was the winner. It washed out the whole weekend. It didn't start out great this year either with the Thursday rainout. You guys had to run a double header on Saturday. How does that change your preparation as a driver and your team would have to run Saturday afternoon and Saturday night?
Well, I'll tell you, big props to the team up there for the getting in both races. I believe the promotion, but he did a great job of being able to get the track wrapped up, and what a long weekend for everybody. The fans would be there through both events. Definitely dedicated race fans to go up there and watch the event, but our team really, we were very fortunate in the fact that we didn't get much torn up. We didn't damage to a couple of teams that had parks all over the pit area, but Friday was Saturday was a long day, and really, you know, it was kind of different for me because the night, what you have to accomplish to try to ascertain the goal of being high points or being towards the front and being able to be in the dash, and so you really evaluate things as you go through the tip on a night, and so it really changed things as you finished up the first night of during the day around the release. The crews were hard at work all day. What an event to keep focused and to try to keep rested up and keep enough yourself together enough to do two events in one day and get my money in line and keep everything together. It really shows you how hard my good work and great job they did.
Now, it's been quite a while.
Yeah, it's been, I think it's 5 years that we've been together and had some really good success, and hopefully you know, consistent, and that can the fight calls we had a great situation. We've won a lot of races and a lot of big and championships and things, and hopefully we can maintain that situation of stopping and being consistent this last of the year.
With you during the winter time, you are drivers that races in New Zealand extensively. How did you get started doing that, and what's other than the future in racing in the time?
Well, really, I have some people that we early on in Healy, but what a great person that's with the sport, and unfortunately he's not with us anymore. He took a lot of time under to Australia, and there was one of the years that we went over to New Zealand and raced on a weekend, and tell some people over there, I bought a race car, and ended up getting called back a couple of years later, come back down, and they wanted me to race with them again. And it's just into a situation where I've acquired a team from one of the guys, and we've kind of made a partnership deal of I take care of a lot of the stuff, and he's let me use the equipment and come up with some really good sponsors, and keep running down there, keeps me fresh, and to start a relationship with a bunch of the companies down there and keep going down, and it's turned into a really good situation. Really, the attraction of the places, the fans and the people there, Winter Springs, and we race a couple of the other tracks and fans, and just the whole atmosphere of the place is really special.
Now, New Zealand is known for its music racing, too. The fact that some venues, it's as popular or well-known in the sport car racing. Have you ever thought about doing a little bit that way down there?
Well, I've been approached a couple of times, maybe even in the seats. And at the end of the last year, after Kyle Larson went down and dominated there, there was a possibility of maybe being able to come to that car. Was a bit of intimidating because he won everything that was the pressure was on. But really, we can't focus on this front of our situation because being part of the team, I really look after what we're doing. But the guys down there, I guess we've seen that Bill the midgets, the professor midgets, and big me that's down there, their own S-Lane, have really popped the midget situation up. They do such a great job with their events. Very much considering being a partner in that and trying to see a couple of times, but really our focus is on sports, and the show is a really big show, and they have it on TV, and you know, they do such a great job with the fans. There's a lot of fans at Speedway, upwards of about 9,000 people a night. So it's really important if anybody can get down there and look at it. It's a great place.
Then I guess my question is, too, what do you think I can learn here in the United States about what they're doing there to get more people to come to the record?
Well, one thing I see is New Zealand being such a small place. The Speedway is, of course, in the major city, Auckland. So they've got quite a big draw there. But one thing that I really hear from the fans that they really enjoy is being able to go in the military screen. You know, they have no admission pass. They're able to sit in the stands and walk down the pit. And that's because of the structure. The basic rugby stadiums around the rugby field. And so you have a stadium atmosphere, and then the general fan can go in the pit. And for most tracks, that situation. But I do think the fans being able to interact through the night and see what's happening in the car and see what effort in a major team sport is, I think that would be good for the fans to be able to see throughout the night.
Jonathan, one thing that a lot of Midwest fans see you here at Knoxville, and I know a couple of people that are going to have you on today wanted me to ask you if you're in Knoxville.
It's been cool enough this recently as a race against the Nationals, but I'm KWS has got quite an event there in Nevada, and it's August 9th. One of the United States car shows of the year, so we're going to try to get some there. And I think we've decided that we're going to go to the Nationals after last year's event. We had a pretty successful run, and the team's really looking forward to going out and representing the West Coast in KWS before that event. So it looks like we're going to have the opportunity to come out.
Now, when you're a team that doesn't race Knoxville, doesn't get the team during the year, you come to the Nationals, how do you approach it?
Well, there's been quite a few times that we've seen it. Of course, it's the most serious event through the year, and there's a lot of pressure on so many teams. And really, the Nationals is the one place that everybody looks to as who the next big guy is, who's really got things going on for the team. So, as a driver, you put a lot of pressure on yourself. Fortunately, I'm with a team right now that, you know, more loves racing, and our owner, he just wants to be a participant and do the best we can and really hold our head high after the event, no matter how it goes. But the last couple of years, we've got up there with a great attitude if we're going to do the best we can and try to learn things as we go, and it's really starting to show that hopefully that enough of and really got going that pretty great motor in the car going around good. A lot of good things on the car. I think the team has really learned as a driver there to be able to be successful. This year we continue that and develop some stuff and like I said, our motor package for Maxwell Motors Australia, he's done a great job for us, and so there's a lot of good things that are happening, and hopefully we can put that to work.
Now, we're starting to see things like you're running Maxwell engines from Australia. We're starting to see some cool changes over a little bit. You know, with the rules unified, do you think we're going to see more of this international flavor to sprint racing here, even in the United States?
I think we're introducing full engines to Australia, and really there's a lot of technology from the supercars over there, and as well as the motor stuff has really turned in a lot of things that we can learn from that type of thing that applies to us. And so Australia has a real benefit of their dollars really good right now. The teams are really racing hard. I mean, there's so many good car teams from Australia that produce really big horsepower. There's all the motor builders over there that do a great job. And fortunately, we're really close with Peter Morris, and he's done a fantastic job with providing us good horsepower. And like I said, last year, everything ran great. And put us in a great position.
How do you deal with logistically, though? Does it require a little planning? Or how do you do that when you can't drop your motor off, you know, down the road an hour or so when you have to ship it halfway across the world?
Well, he's there quite a bit. He's done a great job for us with our other members. The situation with Maxwell came up because of my experience with Morris from Maxwell Racing, and he brought some things with out and see if they not in the West shipping wise much farther than the East Coast. Both places they qualify the same team. We have some situations we just can't put it on, get it back, get it back and forth. But you know, again, that's sort of the situation of the planet and taking care of the best way. And like we have both from Taylor and Morris from Max, they both as they can about getting them. So planning, and sometimes we get out a little bit with if something back and forth. It's so hard trying to keep the technology out up.
And on top of my head. Warm weather climate. Your racing season is quite long, and you're also going into Zealand what's the longest period you have where you're not racing at this point?
We have a situation where we go year round. Do a couple weeks in there. Fortunately, racing in California all year, I get to come home. I'm home all weekend, able to, you know, do it. But it was a long while, and it's quite exciting to be able to be a part of that and do this all year. But the biggest thing is when you get off, you have to be at home most of the year. So it's great to be around then be ready to go when the opportunity calls.
One last question. I know we like it when we ask guys that haven't been on before these kind of questions. So when you are home during the week, you get to kick back. What are you enjoying?
Well, really, I've been enjoying working on my house. Just able, fortunately, to be getting in the house and working on it. So I enjoy doing that. I also enjoy watching racing and being part of technology and learning about new things. Be looking for other opportunities. Might be able to sit in the seat during the week and a couple of cars and try new things. So that's what we work on during the week.
Isn't it amazing that when we're kids, we try to avoid work around the house as much as possible, and then when we're adults, we do it to relax? I mean, it's just kind of great, isn't it?
Absolutely. It takes the stress down. I used to sit on the lawn and pulling weeds and trimming the bushes and working on the roof, but now I enjoy it because it gives me time to think about what I should have done, what I'm not doing correctly, and really get it in a situation where nobody wants to bother you because they don't want to help.
Well, Jonathan, congratulations again on another Dirt victory. We look forward to seeing you at Knoxville, and hey, maybe we'll share our tips or something on the off night.
That'd be great. Can't wait to get up there. Being out there, I wish I could get out there more. Believe me, Knoxville is its own unique and what a special place to be around. If I could race there more often, definitely would be out there. But fortunate to come out a couple times maybe through the year, but want to get back out there as much as I can.
All right, thanks, Jonathan. Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right, Jonathan Howard joining off of his victory. Really neat insight about the racing in New Zealand and such, and how they promote the sport. And Jonathan is a very unique game of things. He's very international, and sees a lot of things that the typical sprint car driver or fan might not see throughout the season. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to your winner of the Boss Sprint Car Feature over the past weekend, Tony Bieber. And this should be an interesting question as well, because Tony goes back to my days working with Neymars and about, you know, his mid days and all kinds of fun stuff. And he's Johnny Bieber's kid. There's got to be a good story out there. So listen to TJ Sider's Locker on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EnginePropartz.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com.
Jay Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Muncie Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead butts in the land stand on the gas and rock it around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
Friday Night Thunder returns to Oshwegan Speedway for the 2013 season, featuring the Core Pack Sprint Car Series, Thunderstocks, Mini Stocks, and Bombers every Friday night. For more information, call 888-720-7223 or visit OshweganSpeedway.com for more information.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Time winner of the cup. Now we're going to have even more fun because the Boss Sprint Car Series feature winner from Saturday night at PPMS is joining us on the line. Tony Beaver, welcome aboard, bud.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This is a full radio or something like that.
Well, yeah, of course you have done. You're one of the most fun people I follow on social media. I always like to hear what Beaver's got to say. And you had mentioned how much that went to, how many times you stood next to your dad there at PPMS to victory lane.
Yeah, that's me, you know. Actually, it was my last year, we, you know, they showed the PPMS to me and third one of them. They were pretty much on the push that service. And this is pretty cool in here, but it's because I ran in third, didn't win. And coming back in here, I mean, it meant to me, I was thinking about where I got to, a good all week. I mean, been over the local conference, trying to keep my stuff up, and when we ended up standing there, I was like, you know, it's we were watching races before, we've never been watching him or seeing him, and standing there, the thing we should have been on there was 4 or 5 years old, and, you know, getting a machine of clubs, and they're going to try to keep up with the share of the water, and 3 years later, and this time he shared with me, like, that was just,
that's really cool. So what's the reason why? Talk about the future event there at PPMS.
Oh, it was a good feature. and the one research, I pulled up three slides and had a project to wrap it up, and we got to lead all that well and try to turn on cruise with it. About last two or three, even make it come much for the houses. It's not one of the last because it's too close to my I'm in. My bag was inflated. I thought we were junk. And it took off a long time down to the set, but it's so great. I went for the really neat or
it's
cost so much to do? Well, Boss is affordable. It's fun. You can afford to be regularly. You didn't have a tire rule. You can, and he's so racer friendly. It's like, you know, when he got started last year, he didn't know where it was going to take off to. And when the points started getting talked about, it was like, hey, I'm only promising three spots, I think. Well, by the end of the season, he was getting spots. He didn't try to pocket nothing. He didn't try to get rich off the most. He's going to build something and grow something. And he's willing to sacrifice his part of it right now for our racers. And it's only getting stronger. And the cars are getting better. There's more coming. We had 20 PMS. And that was the weakest part of it ever. And it's this year. It's been 35 cars for four shows. Or for three shows. It's like, it's just so fantastic. I mean, he's no politics, he's there to help you. And everything you ask you expect is to be the one to see right now. And someday it might be over, it might get out of hand for him, or, you know, it might become a little bit different, he might have to start paying attention to himself. But right now, he's willing to get everything he can back to the racers, and that's the case. You get the best shoot on the race, I can put on good show for him, and so far, having even the force, he's never had one race before, and he's getting a lot of different faces in the lane. A lot of different cars showing up, and like for some reason, it's a lot of fun.
And you know, you've been, and that's the impression I get. Every racer I talk to you about this series, has pretty much the same answer. Do you think that Astros to be able to maintain that home feel, that home kind of comfortable pair of shoes going to it?
You know, I hope so. I know Aaron's going to give it a good shot to make it feel that way forever. Just like the tie rule we're talking about, you know, we're still about the tie rule, and I think that's the best way to do it. But he also said, hey, what if we approaches us to make an X amount of dollars for making a Hoosier tire deal? He said, why not take that piece of the pie and write a full fund? And but he kept saying, hey, I'm going to do that, and now we're going to take a vote for not to have the point, you know? We almost won the series by accident, and we ended up second points, but we didn't win any races. And we even said at the end, you know what, that's fair, because it's not really fair to win a championship without winning any races. So we regrouped ourselves this winter, reorganized our whole program. I mean, we changed aspects about the motor to make it more drivable without the wing, you know, because it was built up as a big horsepower wing motor, and it was honestly at times too much for the non-wing stuff. So we regrouped our whole situation, and we set out, and we said, we are going to run every Boss race, and our goal is to score as many points as we can, as many wins as we can, and hopefully that the championship will come with that.
And your dad's saying he'll love it as well. And one thing they do, too, is they allow you to drop races during the year. What do you think of that rule?
It's good and bad. I mean, the drop deal, the intent of the drop rule is because he it's not so big of a trigger. And I was like, and a lot of the races that run this series, we all have jobs. We all have families. We all have things sometimes we can't get out of. And he's booking races right now that he has to book because he's got to stay on the map and he's got to book races. And if a guy says, man, I really don't want to travel to Pittsburgh because for them it's 8 hours or so, well, then they can skip that race. And that part of it is great, and the spirit of it all is great, and it makes it interesting, and it does give you a mulligan. I mean, like last year we didn't miss any races, but we had one DNF, and that ended up being our mulligan. So, I mean, you can use it to your advantage if you know that and you race it and you still try to have all the best nights you can. Your worst night's going to get taken away. I mean, last year it didn't affect the points. I mean, Dustin Smith would have won it with or without a bad night. So it didn't affect it last year. As long as it comes down to where it doesn't really change who had the most total points, but yet they don't win the overall title because of the drop, I don't think too many people are going to complain about it.
All right, Tony Beaver joining us, and one of the boss shows that I'm going to be at this year is at Eldora. And this year, last year you guys were on the big 3-day show in the fall, but this year, I joke it's like the Sprint Car fans' wet dream. All-Stars, NRA, and Boss on the same program, and you're one of the people that has the unique distinction of racing all those disciplines. For fans out there listening, how awesome of an event is that going to be with all three of those divisions on the card on the same night?
They're going to see it all. I mean, because the speed of the 410s, I mean, depending on how the racetrack is, it can be a really awesome race, or it can be, just a really fast race, and you're going to see guys flying against the fence, and it's going to be, you're going to see cars going just really, really fast. The 360s, they're a lot more evenly paced with the motors and stuff, but they're not that much slower. I mean, you're only talking sometimes half a second at that place, and cars can't really use that. But they're always, the 360s always seem to be put on a good race, guys coming from towards the back and some pass and everything like that. And the non-wing, you're just going to compute your way to hold it, and you're going to see every aspect of it. I mean, the non-wing cars, you'll notice are a little bit slower. You've been talking probably a second and a half, but you're going to see 2-3-wide races. I've always been a fan of watching non-wing racing, and you're going to see it all. I mean, you're going to see all the drivers and all the divisions. You're going to see the best of everybody.
That's going to be a neat deal. Another thing with the Boss Series coming out, you get another whole weekend on your home turf, so to speak. Learnville on Friday and Sharon on Saturday, where your dad and yourself have done quite a bit of racing. That should make for a nice weekend as well.
I know when I grew up racing in Sharon, started out with a big track. Last year was the first time I've ever met the new track, but it kind of made me talk about it too. Your dad was one of the leading features over at Riverville, and in just a short time, I was spending 56 wins over there, and that's the place to grow up when I first stretch, but that's one of my tricks that I've never made a circle. I've never ran a circle. So it's going to be neat to see him back over there. And I know it's going to be a homecoming of sorts for Dad, and it's going to be really good to get the COVID for myself. And it's going to be pretty cool to turn first class that way, because I've been, like I say, all over the country. I mean, people have traveled on the west all over the race. I've been down here racing, but never in the place. And I grew up every Friday night for 7-8 years, and I've never made a circle there.
That'll be fun to watch. So that's July 5th and 6th with the Buckeye Outlaw Sprint Series at Lernerville and Sharon. Well, Tony, congratulations on the great win, and hopefully we'll get a chance to do this again at the end of the season if you can collect that Boss Championship.
That's what we're aiming for. I mean, we're all in, as they say. I mean, we've got all our cards in that deck, and we're gonna chase it. We're gonna go after it hard. I mean, we're committed.
All righty. Tony Beaver joining us on the hotline. Tony, have a good evening.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right, that's Tony Beaver joining us on the hotline. And race fans, don't forget, on racesontheweb.com later in July, the week after the King's Royal, live, Sod versus NRA Sprint Cars from the Crystal Motor Speedway, live and free video and audio, depending on where you're at and what kind of needs you have. If you just want to listen to the race, Races on the Web has you covered. If you want to watch the race, you can do that too. So the Sod NRA Showdown from Crystal Motor Speedway, live here at racesontheweb.com. We're going to take one break, and then we'll come back to close out the show. You're listening to TJ Slideways Live.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com.
Jay Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com. The National Sprint Car Hall of
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Muncie Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring legend butts in the land stand on the gas and rock it around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
Friday Night Thunder returns to Oshwegan Speedway for the 2013 season, featuring the Core Pack Sprint Car Series, Thunderstocks, Mini Stocks, and Bombers every Friday night. For more information, call 888-720-7223 or visit OshweganSpeedway.com for more information.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Up at the Schaefer. Dale Blaney, Tim Schaefer's Fast Time, Dale Blaney, Andrew Paul, Jack Hunchell, Kyle Larson, your heat race winners, Dash B main and features to come. So, good car count again. To be expected at Wayne County, always one of the more, one of the spots on Ohio Speed Week you can always expect a really good car count at. And, this is our first show since, Jason Leffler passed away. We were away on vacation when that happened. And unfortunate timing for us, but, I wanted just to share one Jason Leffler memory that we had. I remember one of my first gigs along doing this website and, which turned into a monster of its own, but when it was not quite so much work, I also used to work for Neymar's and would go to some of their shows. I just did some computer consulting essentially for them, but I'd come out to the racetrack. So we went out to the Neymar show, and I remember sitting in the driver's meeting, and it's the first time that Keith Coons with Pete Willoughby and all those people came out to the Midwest and brought Loeffler and Drake out here. And I remember Loeffler sitting in the driver's meeting, and Calvary's chatting about talking to Drake during the driver's meeting. And, I joked in a story the other day that gave us something in common early on there, and as his career progressed, we continued to follow him. And his he was quite entertaining on Twitter. And I joked that, you know, some of the other day, I think one of the best legacies he left, if you wanted to ever get to know what his personality was like, was just read his Twitter account. He's very open, very honest on there. And you can see how much he loved his son and everything. And I think that's where a lot of the touching photos. He was such an open person to sharing that stuff. That was all out there. You could see it. And it was out there for everyone to see. And he's definitely going to be missed. That's just it's a tragic situation. Also, the situation with Paige Pollock and that Hurst sprint car team, if you have not heard, that sprint car operation burned to the ground Sunday night. It's a small family operation. It's a one car, one motor. Pull behind, it's not even a gooseneck trailer. I mean, you know, it's just a 305 team that managed to pull together enough resources based on her talent and success to be able to field a 410 this year. And she was having a great rookie season. She finished, I believe, second in an all-star feature down south in southern Ohio, and has had several stellar runs, and even had a good run at Eldora, and only her second appearance there, first time in the 410. And unfortunately, that operation completely burned to ground. No one injured, but unfortunately, the sad part is arson. Expected is what officials think caused the inferno, and it's just heartbreaking to happen to a team like that. I hope that the Pucks and Dwayne Hancock and everyone involved there can pull something together for her, because they're great people. I remember Paige won her first 3-5 race. It was at Fremont that night, covering a fast show, and she won. Place went crazy when she won, and we interviewed her that night, and it was just a really neat deal to see that. And she's got that thing, man. She's talented. Hopefully she can pull that back together. Some more good news, though. We got an update about Keith Love, who was injured over the week at Tri-City Speedway. He is laughing, joking on the phone, very jovial. He joked they lost a little skin off his head. A very scary incident over there. Thankfully, he's going to be okay and expects to be released from the hospital very soon. Some good news to end the show on tonight. So if you're out on Ohio Speed Week and you're checking out the podcast, have a safe trip around the state of Ohio. I believe one of us is going to attempt to get down to Lima and or Fremont for the Speed Week finale. And then, of course, right around the corner, if you think about it, we've got Pennsylvania Speed Week. We have Indiana Sprint Week. Brad Doty Classic, the Kings Royal. Things are really coming together. The entries fly for the Knoxville Nationals into Knoxville Raceway. So this is the most exciting time of the year. We look forward to talking to you about it here every Monday night at 8 o'clock or via the podcast here on TJSlideWave.com. On behalf of my entire staff, wish you best of luck, good racing, and good night.